Sorry, Sergeant Heath, I still say we send for Philo Vance on this murder case.
D.A.Y. Homicide department work, haven't we? And if that isn't enough, I ought to have a man here by tomorrow at the latest.
I know all that. But I still say this is a case for the maestro.
The maestro. Philo Vance, the murder maestro. Oh, sure, he's helped on cases, but we don't need him on this one. What's so tough about it? A millionaire named Simon Joyce is walking along a road.
A mistletoe road.
All right, mistletoe road. A hit-and-run driver clips him. So maybe it's murder. And because the thing happened so close to the state line and chances are the car crossed it, we get the FBI. Well, what else do you think we need?
I'm not discounting either your department or the FBI, Heath, but I still would feel better if Vance were on this case.
Look, Mr. Markham, I'll be reasonable. Maybe this was a planned murder. So if it was, we got three suspects. The dead man's niece and nephew who lived with him and his bachelor brother. Wait till we're through with them before you yell for Vance.
According to the dead man's will, neither the niece nor nephew inherited a dime, so they had no motive. No monetary motive, that is. And as I understand it, the three were very friendly.
Sure, that's right. I questioned the servants and found that out. But the brother, Mr. Markham, the dead man's brother, he gets the business all for himself. He and the dead guy were partners, and it was an awful good business. He's the one I'm going to work on.
Take it easy with him, Heath. I've questioned him myself, and he's a sick man.
Yeah, he'll be a whole lot sicker after I get through with him, if he killed his brother, believe me.
One other thing, Heath.
Yeah?
Apparently you didn't object to the FBI being called in. Why object to Vance? Nope.
First of all, I don't even get a chance to call the FBI. James Evans, the dead man's nephew, brought them in. But I welcome the FBI, D.A. I'd take them any time rather than work on a case with Philo Vance.
Now, Heath, Vance never takes any bows for the cases he helps us on. You always get the newspaper credit for the cases he solves.
That's just it, D.A. Think what that does to my morale.